It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the University of Pittsburgh has created a new position that will, quote, lead the university's strategic vision for research and innovation. Bob Rutenberg has been named to the post. He comes from the University of Illinois, where he led the Department of Computer Science. Pitt Chancellor Pat Gallagher says Rutenbar is uniquely qualified to support faculty research and innovation efforts and to champion Pitt's research on a local, national, and global scale. Google says it will expand the use of fact-check tags in search results to include conclusions such as mostly true or false next to stories that have been fact-checked. Google has been working with more than 100 news organizations and fact-checking groups, including NPR, to add the tags. Multiple organizations may reach different conclusions, and Google says it will show those separately. However, it still expects to get complaints. This week, the Tech Report finds people who want to talk about bitcoins. Actually, Bitcoin is just the place where the nomenclature begins for most people, according to University of Pittsburgh Assistant Professor Chris Wilmer.
First, people just said Bitcoin. Then people started saying cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies still gave the connotation of something very financial, whereas the concept really can be used for many non-financial applications. So now people call it blockchain technology, but who knows what people will call it in 10 years.
A quick step back. Most people know Bitcoin as an internet-based currency that allows people to buy and sell stuff anonymously. That's true. And there are many other so-called cryptocurrencies in circulation, including Ethereum and Dash. All of them are based on a computer science technology known as blockchain, which was first published in an academic journal in 2008.
It's a technology I'm very passionate about, and I think it will, like the internet, will touch all aspects of life. So it will change the way that we do scientific research, but it will also change the way we do commerce, and it will change the way that we practice law, and it will change the way that we practice filing patents and going to concerts and trading stocks and so forth.
The blockchain can be used anytime you want to publicly record a transaction down to the fraction of a second and without a central authority like a bank, stock exchange, or government. But Wilmer says until now there has been no single place for people passionate about the technology to publish their research. So he created a peer-reviewed journal called Ledger. Ledger will focus on what he describes as an interdisciplinary area of research.
It is part economics, part finance, part law, part math, part cryptography, part engineering.
Ledger released its first volume last month. Wilmer says before that, researchers were trying to shoehorn their writing into other journals that might not have been very accepting to their works. At the same time, it made it very hard for others interested in cryptocurrencies to find those works.
Ledger was a really natural outgrowth out of this new interest.
Wilmer says the first issue reflects the diverse nature of the subject.
Ranging from very technical, focusing on the cryptography, ways of sending payments even more privately, down to social and just talking about like a sociologist's view of blockchain technology and Bitcoin and its effects on society.
Wilmer says the journal is already generating interest and he does not expect it to slow.
Bitcoin has been described as the largest socioeconomic human experiment. It definitely has social and political dimensions, and so there's a lot there for people to study.
Ledger can be downloaded for free from ledgerjournal.org. It's funded through the University of Pittsburgh and outside sponsorships, which Wilmer says can be made with U.S. dollars or Bitcoin. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.